Many people coming to town for the Pope's visit are skipping luxury accommodations to sleep on the cheap. For some, that decision is about more than saving money. WHYY's Marielle Segarra has more.
On a weekday afternoon, Westin Fitness in Center City, Philadelphia is full of people on a personal fitness journey. They pump iron. They toil away on treadmills. But soon, this spot will be filled with people on a different kind of journey, a spiritual one. 150 pilgrims from Pennsylvania are going to sleep on the floor of the gym during Pope Francis's visit.
During the pilgrimage, we're actually going to move all of these machines. There's probably close to 20,000 pounds of weight that we're looking at, so that's going to be our workout for that day.
Westin Fitness director Michael Smith says the pilgrims will stay on mats and in sleeping bags in the gym lobby, in studios, and even in the locker room. The visitors are staying here as part of a package through a tour company. The cost for three nights is $300 and also includes bus transportation and meals. Other cost-conscious pilgrims are paying similar amounts to sleep on museum floors, at churches, and even in bunk beds on the battleship New Jersey docked in Camden. It's a pittance compared to what they might pay elsewhere. Hotels are charging several hundred dollars per night for lodging alone, and residents are trying to rent out their homes for thousands of dollars. 26-year-old Wally Zapatosny lives in Altoona, and he's one of the pilgrims who'll be roughing it on the floor of a fitness club during the Pope's visit. At a meeting to prepare for the pilgrimage, Zapatosny said the humble accommodations don't bother him.
Yeah, I'd sleep anywhere on the floor to be in that vicinity of the Holy Father. So even sleeping on the floor, it's still an honor, even if I had to sleep on dirt.
APilgrimsJourney.com is the tour company organizing the trip. Group travel director Belinda Held says the cheap lodging is actually in keeping with the Catholic tradition of a pilgrimage. It's a spiritual journey, not a luxury vacation.
There should be some difficulty. It's part of the whole, you know, nature of it. So if we have to wait, if we have to walk, you know, it's okay.
In South Philadelphia, the Aquinas Center at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish will provide rooms with bunk beds for a small cost to about 47 migrant workers from Mobile, Alabama. Sister Janet Santibanez ministers to the Hispanic community at the center. She says the purpose of a pilgrimage is to encounter God.
As a tourist, you are going to visit places just to see the beauty. But as a pilgrim, you are going to see not just the beauty, but the holy place, like remind you the faith and the love of God.
Sister Santibanez knows many of the soon-to-be pilgrims personally. She says they consider it a miracle that they'll get to see the Pope, the central figure in the Catholic Church and in their lives of faith. And they'll be too busy celebrating that to even notice where they sleep. Marielle Segarra, WHYY.